Hey everybody, it's Mrs. Rambo, and we're going to be discussing the reason as to why I break down the techniques the way I break them down. Now, that is because everyone learns a little differently, and I want to make sure that all of you guys are able to understand the curriculum that I'm teaching. And that means making it easier for you guys to learn over video. So if I have to break down a technique little by little in four different sections over four different videos, then I'm going to do that. Just so that way all of you guys, my students, understand exactly what needs to be done. When we practice the same things over and over again, we develop what's called muscle memory. I'm sure plenty of you know what that is, but I'm just going to quickly go over it. It's basically, like I said, after doing something so many times that your body just gets used to it being there. So if you've been doing Taekwondo for a year now, your hands are muscle memory to be up near your face. So you already know naturally that your body knows naturally that when you pick up your leg, your hands go by your face. And that's what's called muscle memory. I know my hands do it, and I've been doing Taekwondo for 12 years now, so it's like I said, it's muscle memory. Now let's continue back to why we break everything down. And like I said, muscle memory is one of those reasons, so that way we can be consistent with it, and we want them to be nice, nice kicks, strong kicks, powerful kicks. So, and some of you guys struggle with the video teaching, and that's totally fine. We would never normally teach like this, but since everything's going on, we kind of have to. We have no choice. So, I appreciate everyone who is doing the videos and is doing those lessons. I see you and I appreciate you and I see you working hard, so that's really awesome. And we do those and we break it down because I want everyone to be able to learn it. So I want to make it as easy as possible for those of you who are watching those videos, who are taking those lessons, to be able to learn it and not have just one big chunk thrown at you and you not understand it. So that means I'm not going to give you 5,000 different kicks to do. I'm going to, if I give you one kick, okay, I'm going to break that kick down in half, give you half now and then half later. Because if you work on that beginning half and then the second half separate, and then you put them together, that kick's gonna be so awesome. So, for example, spin kicks and jump kicks. Sometimes those are not the easiest to do, right? So that means I'm gonna break down the spin, the turn, making sure you're twisting your body, twisting your hips, and then you look over your shoulder, and then you kick. All right? Then with the jump, same thing. You're gonna twist, 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 twist. If you're doing a spin jump, then jump and kick the same way. So we're gonna break it all down to the spin, to the jump, and then to the kick. So we're breaking it down so that way you can understand it. And when you're doing this over video, it's a little different only because, you're facing each other, you're not mirrored, you're not looking in a mirror, you're not standing right next to me to know which leg I'm using versus what leg you're using, and now we're turning different directions. So it's not that always that easy. And that's okay. And that's why I break it down the way I break it down. And I'm using both legs. So that way you guys can use both legs. So all in all, what I want you to understand from this is that I break it down the way I break it down because it makes it easier for everyone to learn. I know video teaching isn't going to be the easiest thing for you, and that's why I'm trying to make it easy for you to do. It helps you create stronger, better kicks or stronger, better punches or hand techniques, whatever we're breaking down, because it creates that muscle memory. Okay, so that is really, really why everything is broken down. And even when you are in regular classes on the mat, we tend to break things down for you so that way they look better in the end. We don't want to throw a bunch of moves at you and you not be able to remember them. I just want to say thank you to the students who are putting in the time to create your videos and post them for us to see. And those students who are watching the videos or even doing lessons. We appreciate you. We see you. We see you working hard. So keep it up. And thank you for listening to this podcast.